Kiribati hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Tess, and we're here at Nun Ches and Beis after two dots. With a quote from the Mishnah, right on Nun Vav Amud Beis, right? If the last part of the Mishnah, if you remember, had said that if Nisarmelu Onus Garshu, if either an Alman of the Kohen Gadol or Grushik V'Chalutz of the Kohen Hedyot, right, had become either Rachman al Tzlan, a widow, or divorced. So if they had been Minani Suin, if they had been fully married, so then they are Psulos, but Minna Erison, but if they had only been engaged, so then they are kosher. So it says the Gemara, but Minna Rabbi Bar Yosef Mishmuel. That's the following Shaila. It said, Kohen Gadol Shekidish Zakhtana, Ubagra Tachtav. If a Kohen Gadol, right, married, right, did Kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, to Iktana, and then she became a Bogeris. So three stages of a woman's development, right, is a Ketana until she turns 12. If she turns 12, she has Shtei Sarah, so she has two hairs, or whatever, so until she's 12 and a half, she's a Nara, then she becomes what's called a Bogeris. So, as we're going to see in a second, there's a day in the Mishnah that says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeris. Pasuk says, this week's Parsha, Dafka, right, that he has to marry a virgin. And Tachlis is that we're going to explain the Gemara on today's daf that Bogeres already her besulim, her hymen already starts kind of not deteriorating but is less than let's say perfect, and once she starts getting older, so according to that understanding, right, she's not allowed to marry a Bogeres. So, but Tachlis the Shaila is like this, that when a Kohen Gadol, when he did Kiddushin, when he did the first stage in marriage, so she was still a Ketana. Then she became, right, it was a longer type of engagement, and right? Then she became a Bogeres. So what's the deal? So what's the, is that mutter? Is that okay? Now, what's the halacha? So basha nisuin azlinun or basha erisin azlinun? Do we go based on the nisuin or the erisin? Meaning when the pasuk says, v'hu bivsula yikach, and when he, that, is that when she's, v'hu isha bivsula yikach, sorry, just to quote the proper pasuk, right? That's a full pasuk. And then it says right afterwards the things that he's not allowed to marry, right? Almana, Grusha, Chalalaz, Ona, those four things. But either way, I mean, when we say that he's not allowed to marry, when he has to marry a woman who's a psula, who's a virgin, so is that a woman who's a ketana, meaning that for during the kiddushin, rather, are we talking about the kiddushin, or even according to during the nisuin, meaning which stage of marriage are we necessarily talking about? So he said back to him, "Tinitua, right? He quoted our Mishnah, right? His armelon is garshum and nisuin psulos min erusin ksheros, right? If the woman were alman of the kohen gadol or grusha v'chutz of the kohen hedyot, right? If that was, if they were fully married, if they had nisuin, then they're possible, but if the erusin not." So apparently we see, again, that what are we talking about? We're talking about nisuin, right? The halachic marriage, right, is that in terms of making a psul, right, is in terms of, is goes by nisuin, and therefore, right, even though the Kohen Gadol did kiddushin when she's a ketana, right, if the nisuin is going to be when she's a bogeres, so that's not considered to be bifsula, that she's a besula, and therefore it's not allowed. So Amar Lai, so you said back to him, our Mishnah is not necessarily similar to this case. Right, the Shavi Chalala lo kami baile, right? I'm not asking you whether she becomes a Chalala or not, right? That, what's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah talks about whether she becomes a Chalala or not. Right, that is not relevant, right, to what we're talking about over here by the Kohen Gadol, whether he marries a Besula or a Be'ula, right? Whether the commandment to marry a Besula is from the Kiddushin or from the Nisuin, right? But the Bia, he demeshavya Chalala, it's the Bia that makes her Chalala. Right? This is that issue in our Mishnah is when does she become Pasala Kahuna, right? That's based on the Bia, so obviously it's going to be only Nisuin and not Erisin. Ki kami bayali, right? Who ishavya Besula yikach, right? My kicha de kiddushin ba'inan or kicha de nisuin ba'inan. Right? My shayla was when the pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol has to take a besula. Does that mean a besula from nisuin at nisuin, and therefore if he took her when she was a ketana and she's older, so that's no good? Or is the besula also when she's a ketana only referring to the kiddushin, and therefore when he did the kiddushin when she was a ketana, so then that's fine. So Amalei said back to him, Hanai tinitua. Well, that's also a Mishnah, not our Mishnah, but a Mishnah in a couple of Dapim. Eris is Almana, but it's Manu Lios Kohen Gadol. Yichnos, right? If the Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana, but Kohen Gadol is not. So let's say he did Kiddushin, he did Erisin with an Almana, and then he became the Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah says that he is allowed to finish the marriage, he's allowed to marry her. So maybe that's the same thing over here. The Gemara says, well, not really, because Shani Hassan, the Khtib Yikachisha, that the Kohen Gadol, when he has to Yikachisha, he has to marry a wife. Right? Meaning that sometimes he can marry a woman who's not necessarily fit to be his wife. How so? If he did Kiddushin right before he became the Kohen Gadol, and then he became the Kohen Gadol afterwards. So the Gemara says, okay, but Hachinami Ksivisha. Well, here also it says, Isha, right? Vehu Isha b'vsolal yikach. This Gemara says, yeah, achas l'shtayim. But what is that teaching me? That's teaching me that you can only include one case and not two. Right? When the pasuk says vehu Isha b'vsolal yikach, and that tells me that you're allowed to marry the wife, the woman that was mutzvah to him before he became Kohen Gadol, but that's not going to allow you to. It's not going to teach me an additional halacha that he's allowed to stay married to a woman. Right, who he did kiddushin when she was Gitana, then she became older, she became a Bogaris. So Gemara says, Umara Isa, okay, but why did you pick this one over that one? Right? Why can't that pasuk teach me the Arg halacha instead of the other halacha? So Gemara says, because Ishtani Gufo. Because in our case, right, she changed. Right, initially, when he did kiddushin, she was a Gitana, she was a full Basula, and that was fine. But then she became less of a Basula, so we're not going to necessarily include that halacha. That seems to be a little bit far-fetched. But the other case is she's still exactly the same woman. It's just his halachic status changed. He went from being a kohen to kohen gadol. So v'hai lo ishtane gufa. There she hasn't changed at all. So it makes a lot more sense to say that the pasuk v'hu yishaviv shalal yikach is telling me that he is allowed to stay married to that woman, right, where he did the kiddushin before he became the kohen gadol. Okay, now let's talk about the mishnah that with the halachas that we just referenced before. Kohen gadol lo yisa almana bein almana min erisin bein almana min nisuin lo yisa esabogeres. Right, he's not allowed to marry, the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a widow, right, regardless of whether she was married with just erisin or even with nisuin as well, and he's not allowed to marry a bogeres. And that's what we discussed, right? That's what we mentioned. That's Tarkama, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshim, Bogeres. And it's Machokas. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, again, arguing on Rabbi Meir, like we just had the last Mishnah, right? That Bogeres is allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, obviously, assuming she is still a Basula. And then the Mishnah just says, well, you saw this Mukatzaitz, he's not allowed to marry a woman who was injured by wood and for whatever reason lost her Basulim, lost her hymen. Not as uncommon as it might sound, right? That sounds a little bit graphic, that she was injured by a piece of wood, right? It does unfortunately happen, let's say, by a horseback riding or something, right? It doesn't have to be necessarily a graphic injury, right? It could, so either way, so Mukase, it's a woman who had some sort of injury to her basulim, right? He's also not allowed to marry that. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, what is our Raisa? Almana lo yikach. Again, that just to quote that pasuk, right? It says v'hu yishav b'sula yikach. This week's parsha, right? Almana ugusha v'chalala zona es elo lo yikach. Right? Those four things he's not allowed to marry. Ki b'sula me'amav yikach yisha. He has to take a basula from his nation. So that's an almana, a widow, a grusha v'chalala. Right? That already applies to a regular coin, right? And zona, and there's a basula zona. As well. So the Gemara says, right, Almana lo yikach, ben almana min erisin, ben almana min nisuin, pshita. Well, it's obviously that when we're talking about an almana, it's regardless of how she was married, right? An almana from either a woman that was married already through erisin and nisuin, right, that they're all called almanas. It's also that they're all called widows. So the Gemara says, well, why do you have to teach me that? So the, because ma'udatayma, you might have thought that leitlef almana almana mitamar. We have a precedent, right? The first time the Torah calls someone an almana, it is by Tamar. By Tamar, right? The who was married to Yehuda's sons, plus it calls her an almana, and malahalim bin nisuin, nafkan bin nisuin. Right? And there, what was? They were fully married. Right? So you might have thought that almana is only from the nisuin. Therefore, Kamash Malan, right? It says that, it teaches us that every type of widow is also to Kohen Gadol, both been in Nisuin and from the Erisin. So Gemara says, "Vayim hachinami." Well, how do you know that that's true? Right, maybe it should be an almana is only called someone who is married with full Nisuin. So Gemara says, "Yeah, well, do me the grusha." Well, it says back to back, almana ugrusha. Right, he's not lo yikach. Right, he's not allowed to marry an almana and a grusha. Well, draw a grusha. Right, my grusha bein min erisin bein nisuin. Right, af almana bein min erisin bein nisuin. Just like a woman who's divorced after erisin is called a woman who's divorced. So too, an almana is called an almana. Right, it's called a widow, but whether she was married through erisin or also nisuin. Okay, Beluyis is a bogeres. He's not allowed to marry a bogeres, right? We said it's a machlokes, right? Again, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Tan Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Who yishav b'vsula yikach? prat lebogeres. Shekalu la besula. Right? This is Rabbi Meir's shita that says you're not allowed to marry a bogeres. He's not. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bogeres. Right? Her kalu la besula. This means she's completely lost her her besulim, but it's starting to deteriorate a little bit. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirim bogeres. Right? Again, that's our Mishnah. That's our machlokes. But Mike, I'm not forgetting. What's the machlokes here? Rabbi Meir saw her besula. Filu mitzas besula mashma. Okay. Now, so they basically argue as to how you darshan the word bivsulaha. Right? It should have just said isha besula, right? A virgin. Why does it say a woman with her virginity? Bivsu in with her virginity. It's like it's a very weird way to say it. Right? You're adding extra letters and words and whatever. So Rimer holds besula. If a virgin just said besula, I feel it makes us besula mashma. You might have thought that a woman who only has part of her besula, that would be fine. So therefore, the pasuk says besulaha, that it has to have, right, that you could call it besulim, that they need the entirety of the besulim. What's bivsulaha? I mean, what's the extra base at the beginning? Bekadarka in, mishaloka darkalo. That only if she had regular bia, not bia shaloka darka, which is, again, bia from behind, that would not apostle her, but only regular bia is something that's going to apostle her to the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they darshan the exact opposite. That besula, if you would have just had the word besula, the besula shleima mashma, that would imply that she needs to have her entirety of her besulim for her to marry a Kohen Gadol. Besuleha, when the pasuk says there besuleha, therefore it taught me afilu miktas besulim, even part of it is good enough. And then when it said bivsuleha, actually called besulakayam and ben kedarka shabei shalokadarka. And that teaches me that actually, if she had bia shalokadarka, that would passel her from the Kohen Gadol. So they literally take the drasha and they learn the exact opposite of Rabbi Meir, and that leads to our machlokas in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Nivla Shalokadarka Psula Lekahuna. If a woman had Bia Shalokadarka, she is passel to the Kahuna, to the Tachlis here, talking about Kohen Gadol. And Masiv Rava, Rava says 1 second, Velo Siyel Isha, the Pasuk says that if a woman is Rachman al-Tzlan raped, so they have to stay married. That is a rape. A person who took a nara murasa, or a person slept with a nara murasa, he has to rape her. So then, if he raped her, so then they have to stay married. Bishah ruya though, that's only a woman who he's allowed to marry. Right? Prad that excludes the lamana kohen gadol chutz kohen hedrin, excluding these two cases. The gemara says heichidami. What's the case? But even with Kedarka, if you tell me that she was raped Kedarka normally, so my irim normally Rachman Otzlan, so my irim is an almana. So that's the fact that she's an almana, right? That she's a widow, right? That's not going to be the only reason she can't marry Kohen Gadol. Typically, Mishum Tavi Bula, right? She's now no longer a virgin. So the lav shelo Kedarka must be that she was raped from behind Rachman Otzlan, Mishum Almana in Mishum Bula Lao. And apparently, you see that Bia Shalom Kedarka is not going to apostle her to the Kohen Gadol. Right? Rav just said, she is apostle to the Kohen Gadol if she had Bia Shalom Kedarka. So Gemara says, you're right. How many Rabbi Meir? Right? It must be that this is Rabbi Meir Shita, who says that Bia Shalom Kedarka does not apostle her to the Kohen Gadol. Right? But Rav is holding like the second Shita, right, that we saw in the Mishnah, right? Kind of like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that Bia Shalom Kedarka will apostle her to the Kohen, right? That was the end of my focus there. Right? The way you darshan that pasuk of Bivsula. Okay. Problem is, Ik Rabbi Lazar, my Irian Mishum Bula, right? Typically, Mehavi Lazona. Well, if Rav says he was holding like Rabbi Lazar, who says that Bishlo Gadarka is going to pass her from the Kohen Gadol, so forget the fact that she's not a Basula. You're not meaning, and therefore only shaykh the Kohen Gadol, she should also be a zona. But again, isha chala zona, a zona is also, sorry, I think I said it wrong before. A zona is also puzzle to a regular Kohen. And again, a zona is, it's not, nowadays it's a derogatory word, but a zona is a halakhic status of a woman who had bia outside the realm of marriage, right? Some sort of bia zonos, she's considered to be a zona. And therefore, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So again, if you're telling me that Bia Shalom Kedarka, again, according to Rabbi Lazar, right, makes her unable, makes her a Ba'ula, makes her not a virgin, right, to not be allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, well, meaning that seems to imply that it's a halachic Bia Shalom Kedarka. So that should make her a Zona, that should make her possible not only to Kohen Gadol, but to also a regular Kohen. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, Panoi Panui haba ala panuya, right? Two unmarried people, they sleep together. Shalol l'shem ishus, they're not married, sleeping for marriage. Asuya zona, that's going to make her a halachic zona. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, you're right. In a chanami, the case is not that she slept with a guy, but that she slept with an animal. Right? That's again weird, but okay, say it. That was the thing, I guess, that they did then, and maybe they do now. I don't know. But that's she slept with a behema. That's not actually going to make her a halachic zona, but it will, right, mess up her basulim and make her pasul the kohen gadol. So therefore, that's why we're saying that Rav says that a woman who had biyash lo kedarka, right, with it is pasul the kohen gadol only and not a regular kohen because, right, it was with an animal. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said mimaroshach. I don't understand. Either way, I be'ula havya, right? If she's a be'ula, if she's a non-virgin, so zona name havya, right? Then she's a zona. Right? V'zona lo havya, and if she's not a zona, be'ula name lo havya. She's not a be'ula, meaning it goes hand in hand, right? Is this halachic bia or not? If it is, so then she's both a non-virgin and a zona. If it's not, so she's not a be'ula and she's not a zona. And if you tell me, me the havya mukas eitz, shel gedarka, right? If you tell me, well, maybe she has the status of a mukas eitz, she got just wounded by a piece of wood, and she lost her basulim, in Cain, well, if that's true, you'll never find a woman, right, who is allowed to marry a Kohen, because she's got to be some sort of Mugas Eitz from behind through a rock. Now, what's going on over there? That back in the day, right, the Gemara assumes that the people used to wipe themselves with different types of rocks, right? If you remember, I think we had this at the Shabbos, right? We talked about it a little bit. But again, if you tell me that there's some sort of penetration from behind is going to make a woman into a ba'ula, so then she's going to wipe herself. She's just normally, right, and back then, you know, that would mess up, have some sort of impact, and some sort of you know, cancellation, right, of her basulin. So that should also make her, I mean, if you're lining this up, right, if you're telling me that it's like she's like a mukas eitz, well, that's also going to make her a zona, because everybody back then had some sort of injury, quote unquote, through some sort of penetration of something that's not normal. So Ella Amar Rabbi Zera says b'man and as no, the case is not where there was an animal that she slept with, but really that she was mima'enes. The case is again a miun, right? If you remember what that is, right? When the father passes away and the brother and the mother marry off a girl who's a katana, right? When she becomes 12 years old, she's allowed to opt out of the marriage. So if that case, if that was a scenario, when she had Bia Shalokadarka with her husband, right? Let's say she's 11 years old, she had Bia Shalokadarka with her husband, and she opts out of the marriage. So there, she's considered not to be a virgin, she's considered to be a Ba'ula, but there was no psul of Zona, because it wasn't an inappropriate Bia, they were technically married. Right, so therefore she's good to go for a regular kohen, but she can't marry a kohen gadol. Amar Rav Shimi bar Chia, the nivla the behemah k'sher the gohuna. Rav Shimi bar Chia says that if for whatever reason Rachman Tzlan, a woman is with an animal, so she still can marry a kohen. Pashas is a kohen gadol as well, right? Again, then I'm just trying to see if Rashi says a kohen gadol as well. Pashas is a kohen gadol as well. Meaning what he's trying to say is that this bia is not considered halachic bia. I mean, it's terrible, and she might be chayav gisa. She has edim, but it's as we'll see in a second. Right, but it's not a halachic bia. Tanya mehachi nevela lemisha eno ish aval pisha v'skila ksheir laguna. Right, we also have a brisa that even though this woman, if there are edim there, she's going to get killed. Right, but she's still kasher laguna. Right, I guess she can marry a kohen. Right, in between, or if let's say there weren't edim, even though she's chayav misa v'skila. Right, so still, that's not considered halachic bia. She can marry a kohen. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Tzijal, so Amar, he said, Maisa Bereva Achas Behislu. There was a story in Hislu with a woman, Shahisa Mechabedes is Abayis, and she was just sweeping the floor, with Rav Akelev Kufri Mechareah, Vechshir Rabbi Lukuna. Rachman Atzlan, a dog kind of attacked her from behind, right, and deal with her from behind, and Rebbe said that Rebbe Nasi said that she was kosher to be a kohen. Amar Shmuel, the kohen gadol. Then again, the pashas we're talking about a kohen gadol as well. Gemara says just technically, Rebbe kohen gadol mihaya mihava. Right, what do you mean? There was a kohen gadol in times of Rebbe. Right, Rebbe compiled the Mishnayos. Right, the only reason Rebbe compiled the Mishnayos is because Am Yisrael were getting exiled. Right, again, that the kohen gadol, the Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately, had been destroyed a couple, I don't know, about hundreds of years earlier, but definitely decades, certainly, and earlier. Right, meaning he was at the end of the Tanaim, right? Rebbe was one of the last of the Tanaim. So, that means there's no Beis HaMikdash there, right? So, Ella Ruya the Kohen Gadol, really what they meant was that she would have been Ruya the Kohen Gadol if there had been a Kohen Gadol. Amalei Rav Mi Parkin, I think the Bach changes it. Okay, either way, but yeah. Say, let's say Parkin, the Ravashi, that's the place. So, Rav said to Ravashi, Mina Ha Milsa Dam Rabbanan. How do we know this vort the Chazal say that ain's nusla behema, that it's not a thing, it's not considered, meaning if a woman sleeps with a behema, she's not considered a halachic zona, it's not considered to be halachic, it's not halachic bia. So dechtev, because we call the pasuk lo savi esnan zona mechir kelef. Right, pasuk says right based on Hashem elokecha, right, anything there are certain restrictions in terms of what you're allowed to bring as a korban. Two things that you're not allowed to use, let's say if the animal was used as esnan zona, which means payment for a prostitute, or mecher kelef, or let's say something that was used as payment for a dog. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah that esnan kelef mecher zona mutarin, but the opposite, right, is true, that if Rahman al-Islam, you paid a prostitute to sleep with an animal, or you exchanged the animal, meaning the opposite, meaning he exchanged a prostitute for an animal, meaning he traded, let's say a woman that you owned, let's say a shivcha charufa, whatever, a shivcha kanadis for an animal, right? Those are actually mutter. Right? Shinamar gam shneha, that pasuk says both of them. What is that pasuk? Right, that's the end of the pasuk, right? Lo savi esnan zona mechir kelev beis Hashem elokecha lechol neder ki tovas Hashem elokecha gam shneihem. Even both of them are a disgusting or a toivat or kosh baruch hu vashneim v'lo arba, meaning specifically these two and not extending the others. So that's what we're learning it from. Right, that's again what we're talking about. This is stuff that is given, right, exchanged to a woman to sleep with an animal, right, that's not considered to be a halachic bia, right, as he's basing it off that pasuk. Right, just to Esnan Kelev, and just to read Rashi over here, just to explain a little better, Shem Amar Adam Lezona, Helech Tele Zeh, V'Hivali LeKalvi, right, if you give a woman a sheep and say, not sleep with me, but sleep with my dog, which is weird and horrible, but okay. Mechir zona, and what's that? What's the mechir zona? That's shehichlev zona betela betla. I'm sorry, that if you traded a zona for a sheep, meaning you traded a sheep for a shivcha, let's say. So mutar on the mizbeach. Those are mutar for the mizbeach. Right. So apparently, and just the last line in Rashi is key. Right. It'll be the shari esnan kelev. Right. For the fact that we said that that's mutar. Right. So ama loves nusu. But apparently we see right that that is not considered to be halachic bia, and that's where we're proving it from. All right, we're going to stop at the Tanur Rabbanon here. The two dots are a weird two dots. It's not really, it's not a good two dots. We're going to start by the Tanur Rabbanon. We'll pick it up tomorrow. It's a shem. All right, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.